March 22nd, every hour from 5 to 9 p.m. At 9:30, if your key starts the car, it's yours. At 10 p.m., a second chance winner gets $10,000 royal free play at the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One of the best dance companies in the world comes to St. Louis for two performances only. It's the New York City Ballet at the Fox, March 9th and 10th. Go to dancestlouis.org.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Mizzou basketball on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers are here on KTRS. Don't miss a minute of hoops action as your Missouri Tigers basketball team plays right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Brought to you by Heartland Bank and West County Nissan.
Opinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh,
we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
organized crime.
Oh, there's a lot of that in radio.
It's rampant. Opinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 6th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window people. We have a bit of really good news for you with all the other horrible financial news. Yeah, the stock market thing, I know yesterday was a good day, but you know how that goes, up and down, up and down. The tax credit you need to know about, we're going to talk to you about that, and we're going to tell you hopefully something maybe you didn't know about Window World. So this, we're getting out close to spring. Time to get new windows. We hope you'll know what to do. Window World. But first,
hey!
Oh, this is better. This is better. You know, whoever the thief is who took our sheet music so that Bruce and boys couldn't play it, they have to be so frustrated right now.
Yes.
This is great.
It's better.
Bruce, that's a clarinet polka. Is that right? Yeah, he's nodding. Yeah, it's a clarinet polka. Turn their mics up a little bit. My feet won't stop. Well, let me use this music to do a round of introductions. Thank you, whoever stole our music. You did us a great favor. It forced us to change for the better. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Now, I feel bad. A listener sent me this music.
I have his name here.
What's
Hold
his
on.
Name?
Let me find it here.
Because he deserves acknowledgement, because this is perfect.
B.J. Schulte.
B.J., we hear from B.J. a lot. He's a long-time hardcore listener. B.J., thank you so much for sending us this. It's absolutely perfect. That's when you know a guy's a big listener. He knows what would work, and this works. Here's a guy who works, but not that hard. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez. Look at Hebe doing the polka.
Wow.
Over there with Lauren. That's great. Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Well, I don't know.
I can ask them, but I don't know.
What?
No. Yeah, there's beer barrel polka. There's a clarinet polka. There's all kinds of fill-in-the-blank polkas. The what polka?
Cheese.
The cheese polka.
You I bet.
There must be one.
We'll look into it. Maybe there is one.
But for now, we're going to go with this and playing it like no one else could. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Time for a change. A change has come. Before we do anything else, I got to tell you, there's a Playhouse sponsor, and then there's a joke sponsor. The joke sponsor will be American Equity, but the Playhouse sponsor is Window World, windowworld.com. And just so I don't forget it, Peon, just before we went on the air, called my attention to a fantastic website.
Yes.
It's called Boobpedia.com. And let me just say this, folks.
I just happened to stumble on it today.
It's not pornography.
Actively searching for it.
All it is for anyone who appreciates one of the great works of nature, and that's women's breasts.
It says it's an encyclopedia of big...
It's got women and who they are, who are known for being well endowed. And again, it's called Boobpedia, like Wikipedia, but boobpedia.com. Gentlemen, knock yourselves out.
It has like all the celebrities, and you can go to like movie actresses.
You sound like you spent a lot of time on it.
It'll give out like their measurements and whether they're natural or not. And
Well, I don't care to get all that. I'm not
right
like you. Oh, well, okay. I did pull it up, and boy, oh boy, I don't think I've ever seen a site.
Hitomi Tanaka. I'll just throw those two words out.
Hitomi Tanaka is a 30G.
What?
Bra size. Whoa. And she's 5'1". 5'1"?
She is. 5'1"? Yeah, she's 5'1". She's a Japanese AV idol. I don't know what AV means.
Yeah, what
something
does that mean?
In the.
Japanese audio-visual? Well, that doesn't make sense. Mm. There it is, folks, boobpedia.com. All right, Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. We can start there. There's their website. But let's also not forget this. With the 2013 tax credit, you can get a tax credit of 10% of your purchase up to $500. Now, that's money well spent, money well saved and earned. One of the few windows in the country with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ranked number one in windows sold in this country by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Let me repeat that. Not just number one in St. Louis. Number one in number of windows sold in the United States. New Corporate Partner of the Year, as named by St. Jude Children's Hospital. And in just over 10 short years in business, they have improve the look, the efficiency, and the value of over 35,000 homes in the St. Louis area. Any size, white vinyl double hung window, $189, and they got a hellacious limited warranty. It covers all parts, glass breakage, labor, the whole deal. Now, they use a double strength glass, and it's very, very strong. And you know the expression, well, they stand behind their windows. They actually will stand on. In fact, they let me stand on them in the showroom, and I couldn't break the window. It's a really impressive product for $189. Good luck. Well, I don't even say good luck. You're not going to do it. You're not going to find a window like this. You'll find a price like this, but it's not going to be this window. They have an offer now, 6 months, same as cash with approved credit. And great customer service. What more could you want, folks? Window World, windowworldstlouis.com or 314-993-1800. Window World. There's a new, I guess it's, I don't know what to call it. It's just sick. And it's these people who go online and they waste the time of authorities, and investigators, and the FBI, and the police by putting things online that appear to be very, very serious. But it's just talk, like a terrorist threat, or other things that are, like somebody looking for somebody to help kill his wife. And it's a bunch of people that now have decided, it's sort of like... a cult of people who get a big kick out of pretending to be online, very serious, dangerous people. And it says it's hard to tell. You know, here's a kid goes on and says he's going to blow up a school. It's not funny. It's not funny. Now, they've also got a literally a trial that's going on. It just started going on now. They're trying to figure out how they've or if they can charge this guy. He's a New York City police officer. He's charged with plotting to kidnap, cook, and eat women. It's a conspiracy trial. It's in its second week. And the jury has heard how he was part of a this international community of what they call fetishists. That's a very difficult word. The people who get their kicks trading fantasies online about violent acts against women. And here, this guy's a cop. He's a New York cop, so he'll go out and he'll be a cop all day. And then in his free time, he logs into websites like there's one called Dark Fetish, where these people post accounts and talk about raping and necrophilia and strangling women and burning women at the stake.
Wow.
And for the most part, it's just a bunch of BS. But it, I don't, how is that fun?
I don't know.
And the site has a disclaimer. It says this site is about fantasies only. But the prosecutors claim that this guy who's on trial took some steps to actually get in contact with some of the women that he said on the site he was going to kill and eat. What is going on?
Man.
People. There's some weird people. You never read about a story like that being a radio guy. Tell you that.
No.
As we said earlier, in case you mentioned, Valerie Harper Rota has terminal brain cancer. She's got about maybe 3 months to live, 73. I always kind of liked her. I thought she was kind of that cute, hot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have now said it's okay. Boy, this one I don't understand. They've now said, oh, okay, bring knives on planes again. You see that?
Yeah, the little knives, the little...
pocket knives.
Yeah, pocket knives.
I believe, if I remember, those... pieces of scum took that plane down with box cutters, which is a knife, sort of. I don't get that. What would be the reason for all of a sudden going, well, okay, you can't do anything bad with a knife, so we'll let you bring knives. The show that's on, a happy National Smoke a Cigar Day. Today is National Smoke a Cigar Day, so have yourself a good cigar. I enjoy a good cigar every once in a while. And, you know, the thing is, the people around you either, there's no in-between. They either hate a cigar and the smell of it, or they love it. And it's amazing to me how many women like the smell of a cigar.
Yeah.
They say it reminds me of my uncle who smoked cigars, or my dad's study, or something like that.
They had the big cigar convention, I think, over the weekend or last week in Cuba.
Really?
Yeah.
What a great place to have it.
Yeah.
Now, the show on Before Hours, Marvin Kilbourn, I heard somebody on that, they were talking about workout places and gyms, and that one guy on there, Joshua, I think he's an Amish guy.
Yes.
He said, you know what they ought to do is they ought to have, and by the way, this is proof that they don't listen to our show. He said there ought to be a gym where people could go who are fat and overweight just for heavy people. So they wouldn't be. Didn't we just talk about 3 weeks ago, the guy who opened the gym?
Yeah.
And unless you were, I think it was something like 350 pounds, you couldn't get in. He had to be really obese so that everybody, see, they don't listen. The very thing he's saying there ought to be is, it exists. They just, what are you going to do? Now, here's the story. We had in the ABC News the last couple hours, we had that story about that lion. Mauling that trainer or something. Check this out. It's a place called the Zimbabwe Bush. It's near the northern town of Kariba in Africa, I'm sure, Zimbabwe. This couple was in a secluded spot in this Zimbabwe bush when a lion attacked him. Now check this out. It says the lion was mauled to death, but the boyfriend escaped. He was totally naked. He escaped. It said that the lion attacked them from behind, the boyfriend jumped up and ran.
What?
Now, you know, at first that sounds like, oh, what a coward. But
it's
think about it.
What are you going to do against
her? Think about it. You're doing it with your girlfriend, and you look behind you, and here's a lion, and he pounces, and he starts tearing you apart.
There's nothing
if
you can
do. If you can slip away, you're going to.
Right.
What are you going to do? Dive back in and go, hey, leave her alone.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
I know you're flossing your teeth with their bones, but get out of here.
So by the time the park rangers got to the scene, the woman was dead, but she hadn't been eaten. No, not by the lion. Now, so what they said was, it was just a lot of people got it. What they said was the reason they believe that happened was that last weekend there was a guy walking home from a nightclub and a lion ate him. And then they found what was left of him after, and they said it's probably the same lion. He wasn't hungry because he'd just eaten that guy. So he didn't eat this one.
Oh.
He just killed her. Let me tell you something. Here's my advice. If you're in a place where there are lions just free to roam around, don't take all your clothes off and do it in the bushes.
No.
That would be my suggestion. That's just, there's nothing smart about that. Now, here's a kid who is 10 years old. No, yeah, 10-year-old boy, Nebraska. Doesn't show up for school for a few days. Everybody gets concerned, and they find out that for 10 days, he's at home looking after his injured father, giving him fluid and foods until the police found them after the school expressed concern. Maybe somebody needs to go by this house. This kid hadn't been to school for several days. Teacher was worried. Turns out he was saving his dad's life. Now this sort of sounds like, well, this kid's like a little hero, but here's what I don't understand. His dad's 45 years old. 45. He slips on a wet floor, can't get up. He must have broken something. According to the Lincoln Journal Star in Lincoln, Nebraska, when the police get there, they find that the boy and the dad are at home, and he was lying inside the house, couldn't speak or answer questions. So he must have really had some serious head damage when he fell, but his eyes were open and he was breathing because his son had kept him fed and kept fluids in him and kind of kept him alive. They said that he'd given his dad food and fluids for over a week after he fell. Couldn't move, couldn't use the bathroom, which means the dad was lying there with a bunch of poop and stuff.
Oh. And how old is this kid?
10. So here's my question. You going to tell me a 10-year-old doesn't know how to call 911?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Or tell somebody, go out and tell a neighbor or something.
Now, they said it's unclear if the boy's aware of the 911 emergency phone system.
What?
Wait a second. What 10-year-old is not aware of 911?
They teach that in school, don't they?
And they're not sure why he didn't try to get help from a neighbor. This doesn't make any sense
to
me. So if I see this thing on TV or hear about it and they go, this young man is a hero, he saved you. No, he might be an idiot. He might be a really stupid kid because I think if I were the dad, I would say, son, what's the matter with you? And when the police finally got there, I'd go, I don't know why my dumb kid didn't call 911 or go get the neighbor or something. Mm. It doesn't make any sense to me. 10 is not 3.
Well, he couldn't talk. I guess the dad couldn't talk, so he couldn't tell him, call 911, go get somebody.
He shouldn't have to tell him.
I know.
Shouldn't have to tell him. Look, when Alyssa was 10, don't you think she knew what 911 was?
Oh, she knew what 911 was. Yeah.
Now, this is the kind of thing you're in court for when you're really, really, really rich. Martha Stewart is back in court. Have you seen this? I saw some of the footage of her in the courtroom. She's in there. Now she's having a run-in with Macy's and JCPenney. It says JCPenney, Martha Stewart, Macy's. She's on the stand for nearly 3 hours, I guess yesterday, about a deal she made with JCPenney. Macy says she breached her contract with them because she had a deal to sell products exclusively with Macy's. So she cuts a deal with JCPenney. Macy says, no. Your deal is just with us for your Martha Stewart home goods, whatever. And here's her gripe. And here's why she said she jumped ship and went to Penny's. Now, I don't know what the contract looks like. I don't know what's going to happen here. But this is amazing. She said she was very disappointed in the sales figures from Macy's. They were only $300 million, and she wanted them to be $400
million. Oh.
Well, I don't blame her.
No. She's 25%.
Who wants to stick with a company that only brings in $300 million worth of your sales, $300 million worth of your stuff? This is when you've really got a whole lot of money when you're in court or something like that. We have a woman. Boy, I don't have time. It's a great story. I'm going to save this for later. Here's something, though, I don't understand. James Brown died. Who can tell me when James Brown died?
Oh, I would guess 2002.
Two? No, 2006. So he's been dead six and a half years. Died December 2006. So 6.5 years he's been dead. They just now, again, a judge has turned over a previous ruling about how his estate... They still haven't settled this guy's stuff.
Man's
wife. That's right. Who gets the hair gel?
Who was not buried for a while? Was it James Brown?
I think he wasn't for a while, and then remember Ted
Sherman
Williams.
Helmsley, too.
And Sherman Helmsley.
Oh, Sherman Helmsley, that was it.
He may still not be buried, yeah. And then Ted Williams, is he still on ice?
His head's frozen.
Yeah. Ted Williams' head frozen. Boy, there's a thing I'll never understand. There's people that go and have their heads frozen, thinking they're going to thaw them out one day and then do what? It's just a head.
Attach it.
Put your head on a new body.
Don't you need a frozen body? Well, I guess not a frozen, but how do you get a warm body to put the head on?
When's the last time you told that joke?
You thaw your cold head out.
What joke is that?
The head joke.
Well, there's five head jokes.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Which one are you talking about?
The one where they carried him around in a bowling bag and stuff. And
is it the birthday?
Yes.
He's opening presents?
Yes. Yes.
All right, remind me to bring that back. Okay. We'll do that soon. I got another one today. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right. Like every other joke, we've done this before, but I think it's been long enough. It's time to bring it back.
We have a joke sponsor, don't we?
Oh, you know what? We do. Thank you for that. We do. We have a joke sponsor. It's American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage has been sponsoring jokes and everything else on the show for 21 years. How about a round of applause for that? 21 years. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. I'll make it brief because it really is easy to tell you what they do. And it's also a no-brainer. You're renting right now. If there's any possible way you can get into a house, find the lowest down payment they need, beg, borrow, steal relatives, whatever, advance, whatever you can get for a down payment that you need, get yourself a house. This market right now is still... It's a buyer's market. There's still a lot of inventory. These interest rates are still low. Get out of that rent. That's not deductible. There's nothing about it. Unless you can take a little piece of it for business if you're self-employed. Other than that, get yourself a big fat deduction in the form of interest on a house payment and end up owning something, having some equity. And then when you do have that equity, you can use it to borrow money to pay off dumb debt, like credit card debt. They'll tell you more about it when you call 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com. People are standing in a bank. This is not First Community Credit Union. Let me make that clear. They're standing in a bank, and a robber with a hood, like a ski mask, with just the eyes, you know, those full ski masks, he bursts into the bank and tells everybody, eyes on the floor, look down. Everybody, look down, tells the tellers, load up a sack of cash. Don't anybody hit the alarm button. And on his way out of the door, a really dumb customer did a dumb thing. Reaches up and pulls his ski mask off and gets a look at him. And when the robber realizes that the customer's looking at him, without hesitating, he reaches out and just shoots the customer. Shoots. Thank you. And now the rest of the customers are still face down. He's struggling to put the mask back on, and he looks around and he says, all right now, did anybody else see my face? Did anybody else see my face? You're dead if you saw my face. Anybody see my face? And of course, nobody looks up and everybody's down, except one customer, a guy. He raises his hand. He doesn't look up, but he raises his hand. You, you must have a death wish. You see my face? He says, no, 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 I didn't see your face. But I think my wife got a pretty good look at you.
Let's head airborne now and see how traffic looks with Tim Weiland. Tim?
They've cleared an earlier accident on westbound 370 just before Highway 94. It had a lane block. Everything is open now, but things are really jammed up now from the St. Louis Mills out through 94. We're looking at westbound 64 now, and it's slow from the Compton Road overpass to about Big Bend, just before Big Bend, or just before the Bellevue overpass. It looks like there's an accident. It's partially blocking the right lane, so we're crawling right here. Sun's at a nasty angle, and it's running slow out through Chesterfield Valley, also from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. Not one long jam, just a couple little pockets there. Same thing on westbound 44, running a little slow between Kings Highway and Hampton. Heavy again, Mraz, out through 141. On eastbound 270, you start stacking up east of McDonald through New Florissant. And looking at westbound 70, no different, no change there. It's slow from Highway 270 to the Earth City Expressway. And don't, this traffic report is brought to you by TNT. Tonight, don't miss the arresting new episode of TNT's reality series, Austin's Finest, from executive producer Donnie Wahlberg. These cops don't just walk the beat, they live it. Don't miss Austin's Finest tonight at 8 on TNT. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm, turn to KTRS for the latest weather updates, road conditions, and school closings. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-4824. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-300-4824. That's 1-800-300-4824.
Are you looking to buy a home? Tired of renting and throwing money away every month? Well, you need to take advantage of today's housing market. Historically low mortgage rates and housing affordability at its lowest since the early 70s. That's pre-disco. Don't have the down payment? You might not need it. Tap into government grant funds that can help you buy a home, get $3,000 to $5,000 in down payment assistance, and these funds are available in most areas. Call Essex Residential Mortgage to see if you are eligible for this government program at 314-722-2334. That's 314-722-2334. With mortgage rates in the twos and threes, they are actually seeing mortgage payments lower than monthly rents, and now you may not even need a down payment. So what the heck are you waiting for? Call Essex Residential Mortgage at 314-722-2334. Call 314-722-2334. NMLS number 859811, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill? Guaranteed to deliver real results. Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-955-2423. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-955-2423. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-955-2423. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-955-2423.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-5279 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-5279, 1-800-977-5279, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
And I now regret mentioning the website I mentioned earlier. I should have looked at it closer. I blame it on
Tion. What's wrong?
Well, it's not just a place to look at boobs. It's got some pretty dirty verbiage in it. And when describing...
Verbiage?
When describing... Yeah, I actually read the, you know, I know you just look at the pictures. But it describes, you know, what they do in movies and stuff. So, folks, I apologize.
You're going to a site called Boobpedia. No
yeah,
offense,
but I thought it was just a slight, like, you know, that gal in Mad Men, that redhead. I thought it was just shots of cleavage and boobs.
No, it's more than that.
You know what? I'm not ever listening to you again until I check things out because you're
I told you off the
my
air.
My wife says
I didn't
you're
tell
bad
you to bring
influence.
It up on the air.
No, my wife says all the time, you've changed me and that you're a bad influence on me, and I agree with her. It's time to go to Southern California.
It's supposed to be private.
Oh.
You didn't tell me private.
That. You didn't tell me that. Time to check in with Mike Evans. He's in Southern California. It's brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths. So folks, do not email me and say, what was that site, okay? I'm not gonna send it to you. I shouldn't have
sent it to you.
Yeah, Piano sent it to you. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. And here is Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it up.
That's right. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Not doing good for myself. Is Missouri going to make it to the tournament?
I think so. That win last night, I think, was a pretty big deal. They're ranked like 35th, I think, RPI.
Well, how can they not be invited? 64 teams, and they're ranked 35th in the country. Hello?
Yeah, no, I think they will.
Okay. Pop quiz question. Who is Jack Schlossberg?
Wow.
Jack Schlossberg. Do insiders predict that he will be a great football player, predict he'll be a great inventor, or predict he'll be president? Answer in a minute. TV News, as predicted on your show, Frank Opinion, over a month ago, now confirmed, Regis Philbin will do his own sports talk show on the new Fox Sports TV channel.
When does a guy like that finally retire?
Wow, he doesn't want to.
How old is he? He's 80-something.
81.
Wow. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wow.
Heads up. On your show, Frank Opinion, 3 months ago,
it's
I told you
show.
This would be the last
not,
season that they go into
show.
Production for Dexter, and
it's not
it
my
is.
Show. It's not my show. It's the people's show.
Yeah. It's the show for the
belongs
people.
To the people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why would you do that to the people?
Well, you got a point there.
Ratings are in, and the Bible, Sunday night on the History Channel, did 13. 18 million viewers.
Wow.
That's the biggest rating for any entertainment show on cable. That's huge. Unbelievable. Second episode is Sunday night. Movie news, lots of buzz about the comedy that's in production now called The Internship. It's about a couple of goof-offs that end up getting fired, and they take internships at Google. Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn, and John Goodman star.
Oh, my goodness. What a great cast.
That's a great cast. It sounds like... it sounds like Wedding Crashers 2.0. I mean, yeah. I like it. I think it sounds great. Also, lots of talk about the biopic, Diana, which documents the last 2 years of Princess Di's life. Stars Naomi Watts as Princess Di. Supposed to be great. And Disney has put $250 million into Oz, the Great and Powerful. It opens this month. But man, it is a big roll of the die since the last big budget movie Disney made was John Carter.
Oh.
It cost $250 million and is still losing money. Boy, that was a horrible movie. Odds and ends. Here's a last comment and thoughts on Justin Bieber's tour in London. He was thrown out of two hotels, barred from six restaurants, caused traffic jams, was a security nightmare everywhere. Literally walked around London with his pants actually below his butt.
Oh, wow. That's just shocking.
Also was spotted at several places walking around with a gas mask on his face.
I don't get him.
He used foul language in front of minors and thought it was funny. He was hours late to his own concert, booed loudly, and I love this one, stiffed every single service person that he and his cheapskate crew came in contact with.
Wow. And he tries to come off as such a charitable, loving, compassionate kid.
Yeah. London Sun this morning headline, Justin Bieber, most spoiled brat in the history of show business.
Good.
Of course, the one good thing about this? He's not an American. He's a Canadian.
Mm. No, that's her too.
Hold on a second. I'm going to drink my own liquid. Oh, crap.
How old is he? What is he, 18?
Already. No, he's 19.
19. And finally.
See, you can't go on because you're out of wine.
I know. Yeah. I got to get me another little beverage.
More fuel.
Got to get a little liquid.
Got to refuel.
Prefer a little liquid. Mm-hmm. Who is Jack Schlossberg? Do insiders predict that he'll be a great, incredible football player, inventor, or president?
Oh, man. I'll say president.
Inventor.
You know, president because of that Caroline Kennedy Schlossberg thing.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, his mom is Caroline Kennedy Schlossberg, and he looks exactly like his grandfather, John Kennedy. Jack Schlossberg, a straight-A student at Yale, 22 years old, says yes, he plans to get into politics after college, and yes, he would like to run for president someday.
President nice. Schlossberg.
You know, I know you go. We got a little time here. I interviewed him. He sounds like
here Jack it comes.
He sounds just like Jack Kennedy. I interviewed him this morning, and
I did too. Hold on a second. Yes, I am going to run for president. I will run with a great figure. I will be like my grandfather
Schlossberg.
Well, you know what? I don't have to play mine now. That's I don't need.
Like
you can hear that. You can hear that on
Brown Show with Dan Buck
Todd,
and Gene Jackson.
Huh?
Gene Jackson tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, see ya.
Man, I probably shouldn't do this, but that wasn't really Schlossberg. That was Mike pretending to be him. Yes. I'm telling you. That was him pretending to be that guy. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Wow, we're actually going to be on time to get our closing theme music in here today.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the show, and I feel bad about this, but not really bad, I mentioned a story about somebody who was in love and having sex with somebody, and then it really turned into a horrible, horrible situation, worst nightmare. And I said, it reminded me of a movie Dan told me about years ago, Say It Isn't So, and I never got to the story. So we're going to save the story for tomorrow because it's much too good to just run through in about 1 minute. So reason to tune in tomorrow. What an incredible story, and I can't believe it's the only time that it's ever happened. Very quickly, is there any, you know, that Robert's Rules of Order, any old news? Nah, there's nothing we didn't get to that we can't get to tomorrow, so we will sort of close out here, eliminating and alleviating somebody's pain. That's what's going to happen, and I don't know who you are. Somebody listening right now is in pain now, and maybe by the next time we meet, you will not be in pain anymore. And that's because I hope you'll go to the Good Feed store, one of the good three Good Feed stores in St. Louis area. You say, yeah, but my pain's in my neck. And I'll say, well, then get a divorce. see what I did
there? Yeah. Get rid of it.
Look, folks, I joke about marriage. I hope you realize it's just an act. I couldn't be happier. The Good Feed stores, there are three locations. Sometimes people have neck pain or hip pain or knee pain, back pain, leg pain. Of course they have foot pain, especially plantar fasciitis. And they go into Good Feed, and they go in skeptical, probably. I did. I don't blame you. You should be skeptical. You should question, wonder, doubt. That's okay. But when you get in the store and you put the insert in your shoe, and then maybe another one or two, because the first one may not be exactly right. These people know what they're doing. They will go till they find that perfect way of altering the way you stand and walk. And you get up and walk around and go, ah, wow, I can feel the difference. Bingo. Pay dirt. You'll be glad you went in. Now, that happens with a lot of people. There's no guarantee it will. Sometimes things just require surgery. They're beyond what any insert could fix. But there are thousands of people who never would have thought that a Good Feed insert would take the pain away. And they felt that relief right there in the store. You don't need an appointment to go to the Good Feed store, to any of them. You can check them out online. If you can't remember the locations I'm about to give you, the website is goodfeedstlouis.com. And the three locations are on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. In South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. I hope that when you go, you can say goodbye to that pain. I hope it works for you. I got a good feeling about this. The Good Feed Stores.
Time for a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they've cleared that earlier accident that was on westbound 370 before 94. Things have really thinned out between the Mills and 94. Things are back to normal there. You're still stacked up, though, on westbound 70 from just a little bit west of Highway 270 past the Earth City Expressway. Then you're good over the Blanchett Bridge. Eastbound 270, you hit the brakes just before Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 270, heavy from a little south of 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Still a lot of slow traffic on westbound 64. Between Kings Highway, well, actually it's from near Vandeventer out through McCausland. You're going to be slow again from Spady to about Mason. Opens up at Maryville Center, and then it's just a little heavy at the Boone Bridge. And they're working with the accident in Crestwood at Big Bend and Sappington. And this traffic report brought to you by TNT. Tonight, don't miss the arresting new episode of TNT's reality series, Boston's Finest, from executive producer Donnie Wahlberg. These cops don't just walk the beat. They live it. Don't miss Boston's Finest tonight at 8 on TNT. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
The wait is finally over. Tucano's Brazilian Grill is now open. Get a free $10 gift card by going to Tucano's.com, Tucano's.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
This is
where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Right now, get amazing pricing on a brand new 2013 Chevy Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. It's happening now at your local Chevy dealer.
All right, I'll be the first to admit the show wasn't that great, but wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. It's something we learn about in school when studying government.